Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota in Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit Toyota on Nicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington, home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at LexusofLexington.com. Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
In today's prevalent culture, the institution of the family and faith are under attack. With absolute confidence in the grace and power of God, we at Forming Faithful Families, whose primary mission is strengthening families in the faith, have been inspired to put out into the deep, see Luke 5:4, to do our part to turn this tide. Forming Faithful Families, hosted by James Littleton, is a faithful and trustworthy weekly radio program in service to the new evangelization, saturated with scripture and containing teaching, reflections, anecdotes, and encouragement pertaining to our Catholic faith, with a substantial focus on marriage and family life faith formation.
Welcome to Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. I'm Jim Littleton, and today we're going to continue my reversion testimonial story. It's quite a privilege to share this with you. Let's start with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit, own us, possess us, teach us, move us, heal us, in Jesus' name. The love of God has been poured into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, who has been given us. Romans 5:6. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I'm honored to share my reversion story with credit to our Blessed Mother Mary, who my family and I are totally consecrated to. So how did I go from a man steeped in sin, alcohol, trouble, and hedonism, likely to end up dead or in prison, to a father of 19 beautiful children and a daily Mass attendee, all by the amazing grace of God? The answer, our Blessed Mother Mary led me to our Eucharistic Lord Jesus, as she leads you as well. I was brought to the next deeper level of reversion and progress toward union with our Father of Mercies, which we are all called to, through years of sojourning through the many sufferings and, yes, blessings and healing of an aggressive form of leukemia. Returning to my cancer journey, I went on to undergo virtually every form of chemotherapy known for my form of cancer with very limited results. I was hospitalized about 6 times, each time facing a life-threatening complication or infection. I was then blessed to undergo a stem cell, that's an adult stem cell transplant from a generous, anonymous international donor in January of 2011. Kathleen, my devoted wife, actually stayed with me for the entire 4-week stay, day and night, sleeping in my hospital room, only returning home for 2 nights to be with our children, who also visited often. I'm grateful to my adult children for coming together to watch our large family while Kathleen and I were away. As my 4-week stay for the stem cell transplant progressed, I experienced some major setbacks. I ended up in the ICU with total kidney failure, resulting in the need for dialysis. The medical personnel had to insert a central line in my jugular vein for the dialysis in spite of my platelets being at 3,000. Normal platelet levels start at 150,000 and go up from there. Platelets help the blood to clot. The medical personnel were afraid I would bleed to death during the insertion. It took a brave doctor with the encouragement of my wife, Kathleen, to attempt the procedure. I also had double pneumonia. My heart was racing at a sustained rate of 200 beats per minute. My blood pressure was extremely high. I could hardly speak, and then, only with great effort, in a sort of a hoarse whisper. At one point, I was so sick that I had no energy left to fight. I think I still had fight in my soul and in the will, that is, with the assistance of the Holy Spirit, but my body was extremely sick and feeble. I exchanged what seemed to be our final words with my wife, Kathleen, basically expressing our love between us, my wishes about our family, and saying goodbye until heaven. On top of my health challenges, our personal checking account was garnished and frozen by a creditor during this hospital stay. We were still trying to recover from a previous home foreclosure as well. It was intriguing that shortly after I was wheeled into my intensive care room, a Catholic priest randomly appeared in my room. My wife Kathleen tells me that this was about 10 p.m. on Super Bowl Sunday. It turns out that he had stepped into my room to get out of the way while waiting to see another patient in ICU. What are the odds of a Catholic priest coming into one's hospital room at a pivotal life and death at a time like this, without having been called? I admit that this made me think that I was likely going to die, as God had beautifully arranged for this priest to be there to pave my way into eternity. I asked him for the sacraments of confession and the anointing of the sick, which he readily administered. I was cleansed of all sin, ready for eternity. I had already received Jesus, my Lord, in Holy Communion earlier in the day. As a matter of fact, I had never missed a day receiving Holy Communion during my hospital stays, as Kathleen, my wife, my older daughters Shannon and Tara, and various ministers at the hospital brought me Jesus and Holy Communion daily. Well, thanks be to God, I was proven wrong about my expectation of possibly dying at that time. It shows that only God knows the hour when He will call us. He is in command. Thanks be to Him. I had some intense spiritual experiences in the ICU. I believed I was dying. I learned even more clearly the power of intercessory prayer. God has given each of us a share in His power to help others as well as ourselves with our prayers and suffering. Prayer combined with suffering, combined with the cross, is the most powerful means we have been gifted with. By the grace of God, I was saved again. I progressively recovered to the point of being released from ICU. When I was returned to my regular room in the hospital, it seemed impossible to walk due to being in bed so long and all that I had gone through. However, the first day back to my room, I did get up and walk with a walker, although very poorly. One of the medical personnel commented that she had never seen anyone get out of bed as quick as me after being in ICU. All the glory to God. My body had swollen up with fluids. My abdomen was distended and hard. I had gone from my weight of 195 pounds when entering the hospital up to 236 pounds. I had atrophied about 20 pounds, which means I had approximately 60 pounds of toxic fluid to eliminate from my body. Dialysis helped with this, and my kidneys began functioning a bit. My weight eventually went down to 175 pounds with all the fluids washed out. God is truly the author of saving acts. Psalm 74:12. And not only for me, for you. Is there something you need for your good or the good of others? Ask Jesus. Ask with confidence. He cares about you. He may be waiting for you to ask Him so you will know where the blessing came from, where the solution came from. Yes, your Father of mercies is truly the author of saving acts, and He will always see to the very best for you and your loved ones. Count on this. Well, eventually my blood counts began to rise, indicating that the donor cells were engrafting. If the stem cell transplant is successful, it takes about 6 to 12 months to recover substantially and 3 years or so to recover more fully. After 4 weeks in the hospital, I was released to go home, where I quickly graduated from the walker, then to a cane, and then to walking without a cane, and where I gradually regained my strength to where I was taking long walks, jogging short distances even, playing basketball with my children, though very poorly, and climbing 300 steps up a stairway on a sand dune. Thanks be to God. There is nothing I cannot master with the help of the one who gives me strength. Philippians 4:13-14. Then, on November 1st, 2011, All Saints Day, praise the Lord Jesus, I went to see my stem cell doctor and learned that based on a recent bone marrow test, I was totally cancer-free. And if I were to remain cancer-free at the three-year mark following the bone marrow transplant, I would be considered as completely cured as one can be. By the way, I've already reached that mark, and I'm still in complete remission. Thanks be to God. I still have to deal with graft versus host disease, which is being managed very well with medication. But as always, I leave everything in the merciful hands of Jesus, the Blessed Virgin Mary, and all the holy angels and saints. I was told also that 98% of the cells in my bone marrow were from the donor, which is as good as it gets. Therefore, the results of the bone marrow transplant were as perfect as they could be. This is in spite of the fact that I went into the bone marrow transplant with a significant percentage of leukemia cells in the bone marrow. You see, ideally, one enters into the bone marrow transplant with very little or no cancer present, in other words, in a strong remission. Well, I was not in a remission. Therefore, it is remarkable, and in my opinion, a miracle that the bone marrow transplant was so successful in eradicating the cancer for me. But regardless, it is always God's merciful hand working behind all forms of healing, whether seemingly natural or supernatural. Thanks be to God, my health has been exceptional. I've been cancer-free and living fully and joyfully without any physical restrictions. As a matter of fact, I walked and jogged a 5K race with my family on June 30th, 2012, just a little over a year after my transplant. After learning my place in the race, I was consoled by Jesus' words. Thus, the last will be first, and the first last. A side note, I have just learned that I have some forms of skin cancer that are fairly common. They are just a little more of a potential challenge for me due to my history of all the chemotherapies I received, as well as the immunosuppressive medications I currently take since my bone marrow transplant. Jesus, I trust in you. He rescued us from such great danger of death, and he will continue to rescue us. In him we have put our hope that he will also rescue us again, as you help us with prayer, so that thanks may be given by many on our behalf for the gift granted us through the prayers of many. 2 Corinthians 1:1-11. I will continue the privilege of sharing my reversion testimonial with you when we return in a moment. I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. You can email us at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com. Please stay with us to hear the rest of the story.
Faithful Families is now offering our 15-episode video series on DVD, filmed in stunning high definition, with a free downloadable Small Faith Discussion Group program guide. We hope that you will consider purchasing, implementing, and promoting this video series at the personal and small group level. Forming Faithful Families is a faithful and trustworthy parish-based and small faith community program for marriage and family life faith formation in service to the new evangelization pertaining to the Catholic faith. Listen to this recommendation. Firmly grounded in the teaching of the Catholic Church, sacred scripture, and the wisdom of the saints, with this series, James and Kathleen offer a thirsty world a refreshing and satisfying drink. It also makes a great gift with eternal benefits for both the giver and the receiver. To order your DVD set today, visit formingfaithfulfamilies.com or call 708-334-1988. That's formingfaithfulfamilies.com or call 708-334-1988.
Faced with chronic lymphocytic leukemia, James Littleton came to more profoundly cherish what matters most, his relationship with God and his family. Through numerous courses of chemotherapy and an eventual bone marrow transplant, James was able to share his strong faith with God with others undergoing difficult times. Healed through cancer and other adversities highlights the principles this father of 19 relied on. James found many forms of healing that come through trials. Find consolation, encouragement, and helpful insights for your own struggles. Healed Through Cancer and Other Adversities offers inspiration and faith-building reminders of the God who offers so much that we may truly live. Seize hope to overcome your own difficulties in this uplifting account of one man's fascinating, self-reflective, and inspirational journey with cancer. Order your copy at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or request it from your local Catholic or secular bookstore.
I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com, and I continue my reversion testimonial. And with regard to my leukemia sojourn, I want to profoundly thank and credit Venerable Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen, my hero, my mentor, as the primary intercessor in heaven through the Immaculate Heart of the Blessed Virgin Mary to Jesus for my healing. As I and many others pray to him for my healing from the beginning of my illness. He is at work in heaven helping us, even more so than when he lived his remarkably fruitful life on earth. Venerable Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen, pray for us. And we pray that you will soon be proclaimed blessed by the Holy Catholic Church and soon after a saint. Simply reverence the Lord Christ in your hearts and always have your reason ready for people who ask you the reason for the hope you all have. 1 Peter 3:15-16. I was moved to write my book, Healed Through Cancer and Other Adversities, during the height of my illness, and to engage in as much public speaking and ministry as possible, in an effort to offer hope, encouragement, and fortitude to those carrying the heavy cross of cancer, as well as to those carrying the cross in one of its innumerable other forms, and to their loved ones, and to simply share the awesome love that God has for each of us, that he has for you. I speak and write of the many forms of healing that actually arise out of cancer and other serious adversities, and we all have or will encounter serious adversity in our lives. You know, as I wrote Healed Through Cancer and Other Adversities, I didn't know if I would live to finish the book or live to see it published. But God's will was that it was finished and it was published. He is always performing marvels of love for each of us. And his plans are always for the best, and they always come to fruition. Always for the greatest good. For the greatest good for me, and for the greatest good for you. It is my hope that I could be God's weak instrument to bring others much consolation, encouragement, helpful insights, increased hope, faith, and fortitude, as well as some useful resolutions. I try to point to the merciful divine physician, who is the one who heals in diverse and mysterious ways. I want to share with everyone my conviction of the unquestionable reality that there is a God, and that he cares for each of us personally, as if we were the only person he ever created, and that he is bringing a tremendous good out of everything in our lives, out of everything in your life, especially your crosses. Yes, he brings a tremendous good out of everything, even cancer, adversity, loss of loved ones, incarceration. You name the disaster, you name the hardship, God is with you. He's bringing a great good out of it. He will not leave you alone. He has your back. God is our merciful Father. He is your merciful Father. He loves each of us infinitely, as if he or she were the only person ever created. Though the mountains leave their place and the hills be shaken, my love will never leave you, nor my covenant of peace be shaken, says the Lord, who has mercy on you. Isaiah 54:10. I am now doing all I can, all I possibly can, to proclaim the love, mercy, power, and truth of Jesus to everyone I can possibly reach via our ministry, forming faithful families, speaking, television, radio, books, blogs, service, cancer support, and whoever my wife and my family and I encounter providentially along this beautiful and mysterious path of life. I have never accomplished so much in ministry as I have since I was diagnosed with leukemia. On October 19, 2009, the Memorial of the North American Martyrs. Praise Jesus. It is astounding what God can do with us, what He can do with you. When we begin to pray the rosary, when we live the Eucharistic and sacramental life, when we pray, when we really dig deep into Scripture. I remember shortly after my reversion, probably about 1992, I decided to become a religious education teacher at our parish. The director of religious ed called a meeting of all the teachers and asked us to bring our Bibles. That made me nervous. Well, I got a hold of a Bible somehow, and I came to the meeting, and she asked us all to open up to the Gospel of St. John. I was so embarrassed, wondering where in the world was the Gospel of St. John in this huge, thick book in front of me. I looked over at the other teachers that were there in order to find out where they were opening the book up to determine the general location. I give praise to the Holy Spirit that I have come somewhat full circle through His amazing grace, and I'm now teaching Scripture and the Catholic Church's liberating, joy-giving truth nationwide, even worldwide, reaching in some way probably hundreds of thousands, perhaps millions of people through our various radio, television, writing, and other various ministries of forming faithful families. All thanks to God, from whom comes all my fruitfulness, from whom comes all your fruitfulness. See Hosea 14:9, from whom all blessings flow. And this really hit home recently when I turned on a Catholic television station where I have a program and watched a program by Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen, Venerable. Not that I am any Sheen, but I gave glory to God that He had taken a mess of a person like me and put me on the same television station as my hero, my mentor, my intercessor, Venerable Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen, who has taught me so incredibly much. Glory to God in the highest, not to me in the lowest. I am called so very strongly to share with others the lessons I have learned with the assistance of the Holy Spirit at a deeper, more experiential level than ever before through the course of the gift of my trials, including truths about the infinite mercy of God, how He is constantly at work healing us in ways we cannot count, how He loves us, how He loves you beyond your imagination, how He is with you every step of the way, how He is interested in and in command of every detail of our individual lives. More on this in a moment. I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Stay with us.
You'll find a little bit of yesterday that will delight you today at the Family Hearth General Store. a nonprofit ministry of forming faithful families in historic Frankfort, Illinois. The 1870s style Old Storefront honors home, faith, and family life, featuring vintage wares and unique gifts for special family occasions. From Victorian replicas, vintage decor, quilts, candles, antique samplers, and jewelry, to unique books, hand-milled soaps, old-time candy, ice cream, and bottles of pop, you'll find a warm welcome here around the family hearth. A cozy fireplace, fresh gourmet coffees, and teas await your visit. So come, sit a spell. Find us on the main street of Frankfort at 119 Kansas Street, and be sure to visit the online store at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Like us on Facebook or give us a call at 708-334-1988. Thank you for listening to Forming Faithful Families. You listen to us to find ways to strengthen your family in the faith and to better live out your role as Catholic parents. Please help us help you. We appreciate your prayers and a donation to help support this program. Any donation will be a blessing. You can also become one of Forming Faithful Families partners with a monthly donation. It's easy. Visit formingfaithfulfamilies.com and click on the donate link. There you'll find our mailing address to send a check, or use the PayPal button to make a secure donation. You can even call Forming Faithful Families to make a donation at 708-334-1988. That's 708-334-1988. Forming Faithful Families is a 501(c) charitable organization. Click on the donate link at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. See and support the entire scope of our ministry. Help us help you with your prayers and a donation as we're Forming Faithful Families.
We would like you, our listeners, to know that James and Kathleen Littleton of Forming Faithful Families are available individually or as a couple nationally as speakers. They offer talks, retreats, and workshops on a variety of Catholic themes. James and Kathleen can be reached with questions or speaking engagement requests at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or call 708-334-1988. Visit their website at www.formingfaithfulfamilies.com.
I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com, and I wrap up the privilege of sharing my reversion testimonial with you. There are so many beautiful, profound mysteries overflowing from my heart that I want to share, such as about the mystery of how nothing can ever happen outside of God's will, despite His never interfering with the gift He has given us of free will. About how we are called to have unconditional hope and trust in God and to receive His peace beyond understanding, which He offers as a gift for the receiving. About the great and mysterious value of redemptive suffering. How beautiful life is, how every single moment is a gem. How being open to the gift of life brings such incredible fruit and joy. How Jesus is faithful and true, Revelation 19:12. There is no need to be afraid. We are called to take risks in order to receive blessings. Trust God. He will never let you down. As I said, He's got your back at every moment. He will never leave you unless you choose to force Him away. But even then, He comes back searching for you, because He loves you. He loves you with an everlasting love, with an overshadowing love. Whatever the outcome in any circumstance, it will truly be for the best in your life. God is bringing an astounding good out of everything we encounter. We know that by turning everything to their good, God cooperates with all those who love Him, with all those that He has called according to His purpose. You're one of those people. Romans 8, 28-30. Everything God does is out of infinite love for you. Yes, for you as an individual, not just collectively, but primarily for you as an individual. Yes, you. Put your name there. What's your name? Well, God does everything for, say your name, you. You are our merciful Father's beloved child. You are secure in Him. You are safe. I cannot avoid repeating these and so many other beautiful things to every person I can reach. Thank you so much for listening. May our loving God heal you in 1,000 ways. He is healing you and He will heal you. We can count on it. It's a done deal. The mountain has been cast into the sea. See Mark 11:22-25. Trust Him at all times. Pour out your hearts before Him, for God is our refuge. Psalm 62. Yes, let's pour our hearts out in prayer and adoration of our merciful and loving Father. You are so good at heart. Why? Because God made you that way. You are His masterpiece. All will be well. Count on it. We have Jesus, so we have everything. Everything.
You have been listening to Forming Faithful Families, hosted by James Littleton. Visit their website, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Email them at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or call 708-334-1988. That's 708-334-1988.
Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We want to help others, especially in places of strife, such as the Holy Land, where Christianity is dwindling by the day. But how to help? Here's an easy way. Buying products through the Holy Land gift shop. Every product you purchase at myfranciscan.org/shop helps Christians support their families and stay in the Holy Land. Olive wood, embroidery, spices, and many more authentic products from the Holy Land are available right now at myfranciscan.org/shop. The Holy Land Gift Shop, bringing the Holy Land home.
Thank you for listening to Breadbox Media. Find more about us at breadboxmedia.com.